5:04, and I'm delighted to say the sun is still up. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News. Some Tennessee lawmakers want schools to track and report undocumented kids. Critics say this threatens education for all students and creates extra burdens for teachers. WPLN's education reporter Camelia Burris has more.
A new bill would require a report detailing how much the state spends each year educating undocumented kids. Supporters say this weeds out potential fraud. But Betsy Hopkirk, a teacher from Knoxville, says it would create distrust and make kids feel unsafe at school.
I remember a fourth grader named Liliana sharing her family's Dia de los Muertos, Day of the Dead, traditions during an art lesson. The room was completely still. Students were completely engaged. But what happens when a child wonders whether sharing her story could put her family at risk?
Other critics warn kids may stop coming to class altogether. They also say compliance with the bill is burdensome. The bill is written as a trigger law, so it's not currently enforceable, but would take immediate effect based on a future event, like the overturning of a court ruling that says all kids have access to school no matter their immigration status. Last year, lawmakers brought legislation challenging that ruling. Camelia Burris, WPLN News.
Clarksville police officers will soon use high-tech cheek swabs to test drivers for drugs. The city council signed off on the funds to buy the handheld analyzer late last year. According to Clarksville Now, the officers must undergo training with the Tennessee Highway Safety Office. That agency says this should be used as an early step, a precursor to a blood drug test or to get a search warrant. The release notes that a person can test positive for a drug without actively being high. A person can test positive for days after drug use, even when the high lasted only hours or minutes. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.